It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. 4 years ago, the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs was at the center of a controversy over religious intolerance. Conservative evangelical Christians were accused of trying to force their religion on others. Since then, the military has issued guidelines for religious expression. One goal was to accommodate all faiths. So this morning, we will ask if the guidelines work. NPR's Jeff Brady visited a Buddhist chapel at the Air Force Academy.
This 300-square-foot space is the only Buddhist chapel on a U.S. military base. It was built 2 years back with a private foundation paying the $85,000 construction bill. On most Wednesday evenings, as the weekly service begins, about half the 18 pillows on the floor are occupied.
Tisarana. I take refuge in.
Green tea is served, incense is burning, and there are long periods of silent meditation before Sarah Bender, the sensei or leader, begins her talk.
The Tao also means the way it is, right? The way is also just the way it is. It's what's real. And the Buddha talked about what's real and how do we touch what's real.
18-year-old Tanner Faulkner is attending a prep school at the academy. This is his second visit to the Buddhist chapel. He says he feels encouraged to explore his religious curiosity.
They were so open about, especially during basic training, you know, they let us know, you know, hey, we have this available for you, and it is possible for you to go to different services, whether you're Jewish faith or Buddhist or Christian or it's whatever. We have it available for you, and all you have to do is ask.
In 2006, a military panel found no evidence of religious discrimination at the academy, but said cadets and staff had more to learn about being sensitive to other people's beliefs. Dan Dwyer is a sophomore cadet, and he wasn't here back then, but he says now his fellow cadets seem to have respect for his religion.
People wonder where, like, I go every Wednesday. I tell them I go to the Buddhist, like, service, and it's just more of a, like, curiosity rather than judgment. It was like, how is that? And so I tell them.
More than 5,000 people in the military identify themselves as Buddhists. For these folks, questions inevitably arise about whether Buddhism, a pacifist religion, is really even compatible with military service. Sensei Sarah Bender says she has plenty of questions herself about whether it's ever right to kill in order to stop further harm. But Bender says she leaves the academy every Wednesday evening feeling like this is where she's supposed to be.
People in the military come up for real against questions that most of us just consider abstractly. The questions of Buddhism are the questions of life and death. So where else would you want Buddhism than right there where those questions are most vivid?
A watchdog group called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation says the academy has made progress since the controversy 4 years ago. The group says there are still occasional reports of religious intolerance. Sarah Bender says from her experience at the academy, it's now a place where cadets and staff are free to practice whatever religion they choose. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.